Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my two guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to introduce Jasmine Arakawa, who is a pianist, and Helen Kim, a violinist. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're here to talk about your roles as musicians. So you're here with the Sitka Music Festival, and we want to talk a little bit about the final concerts coming up this very week. But before we get into those details, I want to talk to you both a little bit about yourselves. Helen, tell us a little bit about what led you to Sitka, how long you've been coming, this part of your musical journey.
Sure. So my first summer here was in 2018, and my connection to the festival, of course, is the wonderful Zuhal Bailey. Zuhal and I, we lovingly say that we were from the 1900s. We went to school together and graduated from Juilliard in the 1900s and played in a wonderful piano trio. We were always great friends then, and I followed his career. We went our separate ways. I went on to Atlanta to be a professor and play in the orchestra there, but I was lovingly following his career and was so happy for him. And one summer in 2017, we were reunited in North Carolina. We'll talk more about that later at this wonderful festival, where he told me right away about Sitka and how magical it was and how he'd love to have me visit sometime and play at the festival. And I thought to myself, oh, he's just such an amazing person. He's still the wonderful person I remember as. And that's so nice that he would have given me that invite. It's kind of like when someone invites you to their beach house and you think the thought is so great. But indeed, it's Zuhal Bailey. And he, of course, comes through on everything he says. And he invited me that Thanksgiving prior to the 2018 festival. And I'm absolutely in love with this community and just this place. It's absolutely a spiritual, I count on this place to give me the strength for the year, honestly. So I'm thrilled to be back.
Nice. Well, welcome back. Yeah, you've been coming since 2018 pretty consistently. I mean, yes. The pandemic maybe put up a pause in some of those travels, but you were here just last year.
I was actually here 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So I'm very delighted to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. And Jasmine, I want to know a little bit about your journey to the Sitka Music Festival.
Yes. So this is my second time being here. The last time was back in 2022. And then what I didn't know about is I'm originally from Japan, the northern part of Japan, and called Hokkaido. And I grew up in Sapporo. But my dad lived in a city called Nemuro. It's a port town. And Nemuro, the city of Nemuro, actually is the sister city of Sitka. Oh. So when I first came here 2 years ago, it kind of felt like at home. A lot of things are familiar and in the nature. So I just love being here. So I'm so thankful to be back here. And I regularly I live in Gainesville, Florida, and then I'm a associate professor of piano at the University of Florida. So it's really nice to, you know, get away the heat.
That's right.
Now.
Yeah. It's quite different, like coming back home if it reminds you of your father's home in Japan. Mm-hmm. How is it that you came to this music festival at all, though?
Yes, so this is really an amazing sort of story, I think. But back in 2021, I was invited to play at the North Carolina Festival that Helen just mentioned, where William Ransom is the director, and he is with us this season right here as well. But I was asked to, you know, play with this two amazing artists that summer, and that was Zuhal Bailey and Helen Kim. And that's how I met them. And it's like immediately I fell in love with their music making, and that's how I
and
met him.
It was
him.
Mutual.
I feel like that's kind of what we discovered in our chat before we came on the air here, was there's a little magical connection for all of you, and that actually is going to kind of come through during these final concerts, because it's sort of like a musical family that's going to be performing, and also in some cases literal family members performing for these final concerts. So I want to ask you a little bit about that. I feel like one of you mentioned the theme is kind of couples, but tell us about some of the couples that we can look forward to hearing this weekend.
Yes, I would love to mention William Ransom, because he is a wonderful artistic director of the Festival in North Carolina, and he's a wonderful colleague from Atlanta. So he's here with his wife, Yinzi Kong, who's a fabulous violist. And this is our central figure, I'd say, this week, because he has brought our families together. Even more special is that Zuhal's sister, Allison Bailey, an incredible violinist, and also for this week playing both instruments for us. And The funny story with that is that William Ransom invited Ellison to play at his festival, but there was one little issue. He needed one more person to play viola, and she volunteered to do it. And she is amazing, so it's a new instrument to her, but you'll get to hear her play both instruments this week. Mm-hmm. She'll be playing viola on Friday and violin on Saturday. But the amazing connection that we have as friends and family will, I think, really be highlighted on Saturday, but well, both nights, both concerts will feature that connection. I think the audience will not be able to miss that special bond that we all share.
So some siblings, you kind of refer to each other as sisters in spirit, a married couple. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely sounds like some family vibes happening, which will be really fun to see.
Yes.
There's also some exciting news this weekend with these concerts, which has to do with a Sitka violin. And I wanted to ask you about that as well, Helen.
Yeah, so this is an incredible instrument that was commissioned by a wonderful donor. And it is actually made out of Sitka spruce. The whole front of the violin is made out of one piece of Sitka spruce. And then what's even more magical to me is that when they're doing the renovations, they salvaged a lot of the wood in the building. And the maker used the actual wood that's lived with all these musicians from Paul Rosenthal's time and used that in the instrument. So it's a combination of the spirit of Sitka, and it has this beautiful inlay of the Sitka rose. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. You can see that rose on the church downtown, just blocks away from the Minor Center. I just got to meet this violin yesterday morning in rehearsal. Zuhl brought out this incredible instrument, and it has already an old soul, which is, to me, I feel like instruments have a soul. Mm-hmm. And because the wood is alive, and that's what makes it really special. It's when you touch it, it warms to your touch, and it rings to when you play it. And it will live in Sitka at the Minor Center, and different artists will get to play it. I'm so honored to be one of the first, but I can see that this violin is going to carry this festival and the spirit of this community forward, because, I mean, the warmth that I felt from this instrument, and it just, there's something very mystical and I'd say centuries old about that, just like that wood has to be, have lived with all these spirits, and it has rang with nature and rang with the sounds of other people living in the building and hearing those rehearsals and concerts. So yeah, I was just awestruck by it yesterday, and I can't wait. Actually, after our interview, I'm going to run back to practice it and try to get to know a little better.
Fantastic, because you'll be performing on it again.
Yes, we'll a few get excerpts.
To...
So
okay.
Yes, it'll be highlighted at the concerts. And what's really special is the maker is coming all the way from Kentucky, and we'll do a free pre-concert lecture at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And that's included with the ticket price for the 2:30 concert. So it'd be a wonderful concert. You don't want to miss this opportunity to see the violin and get to meet the maker. I am truly excited about that one, too. So,
and that's a good, I'm glad you mentioned that the concert is going to be in the afternoon this Saturday.
Yes.
So the lecture will start at 2 p.m., your chance to meet the maker of this Sitka violin, and then the concert begins at 2:30. There's also more going on. We have something happening today, the boxed lunch, the Bach boxed lunch,
yes,
which is free, and that's at Odessa, and that's at noon, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then there's a concert as well on Friday, and that'll be 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. I want to ask very quickly, Jasmine, before we have to wrap up our time here, just a little bit about what you're looking forward to or what you want listeners to know about that you'll be performing in these couple of concerts coming up.
Yes. So the Friday concert features three piano quartets, Mahler and Mozart that I'm playing, and Will Ransom will be playing, joining for Schumann Quartet in the second half. And it's a really wonderful combination as a chamber music, piano, violin, viola, and cello, and each has the voice, and there are lots of musical conversation going on between the piano and the strings, and also the Mahler is a wonderful composer, but it's not quite known for piano works, and this is actually a very early work and a dramatic work, and not very often performed, so I hope the audience really, you know, enjoy it, and it's very contrasting with that the Mozart, very approachable E flat major piano quartet, which actually he wrote it in response to the G minor quartet was before, and it was quite it was received sort of that's too serious and it's not too approachable to the audience, too dark. So he came up with this one, which is more accessible and a fun piece to listen to. So I hope they. And the audience would enjoy those.
Yeah,
two contrasts. And the Schumann Quartet is one of the best pieces that I've ever written. So,
people are fond of that one. Yeah. Okay, sounds delightful. So come out Friday if you really want to hear the piano quartets.
Yes.
Okay, and that'll be Friday at 7 p.m. at the Centennial Hall.
And I also want to mention on Saturday, Natasha Permensky, incredible pianist, will play the first half. And then it's quite a celebration of family and couples and all that. So that'll be a great thing to witness. And then all of us will be on stage. The guest from this week for the Dvorak Piano Quintet.
Fantastic. So. Okay, and that will be the Saturday concert.
Yes, Saturday concert.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I've been speaking with Jasmine Arakawa and Helen Kim. They're both here to perform with the Sitka Music Festival this very week. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.